Ding dong.
Wait, let me get the door. Hello, who are you?
Hi, I'm the flasher.
The Look hash flinging, cool. The slash flinging, ringing. Hey guys.
What is up, everybody?
Long time no talk. Welcome back to Cool Hotties Only. We've been gone, get over it.
Life happens, dummy fucking schmuckies.
Life is like strange.
Did somebody say life is strange?
I like that game because I am gay.
Me.
I wish it was me. Being straight is a flop and a half.
It's kind of like a buzzkill.
It's like, ugh. Like, we get it. You're not special. You're not cool.
I saw this, like, TikTok of somebody stitching someone who's like, it's really hard to be me as somebody who is straight and white in this world. And it's like, what? Because they were like, well, now I'm the minority. And it's like, that's simply not true. Oh, and because they're Christian. And it's like, that's simply not true because like 60 something percent of Americans are Christian. And like the majority of the people identify as being straight, apparently.
There was a news article that Seth and I read the other day that the population of white babies went down in 2020 for the first time in like decades.
Did they say why that was?
Probably just more people are like getting into interracial relationships or like stuff like that, probably. I saw you're drinking a Capri Sun. Do you care to elaborate?
Okay, so.
Wait, I want to guess the flavor.
Okay.
Pacific Cooler?
No. But cherry. We did have Pacific Cooler. No, but we just got
Okay,
cherry.
What is it?
Strawberry Kiwi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Exotic.
I think there was this one day that Adam and I were going grocery shopping and we're making a shopping list. And I was like, I kind of want some juice or like juice boxes. And so we were in the like the little juice aisle. And I was like, I could get down with a Capri Sun. And Adam's like, I don't know. I haven't had a Capri Sun in a really long time. What if it's not good? And I was like, bitch, it is fucking good. Are you stupid? We're getting a box. And then we did. And I have like a little mini fridge in my office. So I've been keeping them in there. And we have just been enjoying so many Capri Suns. They're so good. But they're so small.
Also, it's so funny that like he wasn't willing to try a Capri Sun again because it like might ruin his childhood experience or something. Right. It's like, calm down, bitch. It's just a juice box.
I know. But you know what? They are really good. And I love them.
They
especially
are good.
When they're like ice cold. Feels like basketball game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever like fold them and like turn it into like a little flip phone?
Yes, I did that the other day. I was like, Adam, look, and I was like doing that, and he's like, yeah, I know they're small. I'm like, no, I'm making it into a cell phone.
Oh, I know, they're so teeny tiny.
Oh my god.
Well, so I have a new flavor of Health Aid kombucha, passion fruit tangerine, that I would thought I would try live on the pod.
Oh yeah.
So let's everyone hit it. Listen to this. Oh. Okay, let me take a sip. Smells really good, like tangerine. Oh, bitch. That is, oh, I'm salivating. It's so good.
It looks you so got, good.
I know, isn't the packaging cute?
Does that have a little face?
Ombre. That's me. That's and you. It's a pomegranate and a, or passion fruit and a tangerine looking like they're about to go fuck each other. Look, with their eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are fuck eyes.
Yeah. They're like, my place or yours. Oh, that's a good one. Okay. It's, remember, it's Health Aid. Kombucha, passion fruit, tangerine, girls.
So you can't burp, right?
I don't want to talk about it. Yes, okay, I can't burp. Okay. I just fart.
Yes. So one of my friends who was recently diagnosed with IBS can't burp, like never can burp, farts like crazy and has bloating and gas. Have you ever checked out having IBS?
Here's the thing. All these bitches say that IBS is like where they don't poop for like 2 weeks. I poop like 3 times a day.
Yeah, no, that's, I think that's also a symptom of IBS too. Either like overactive or underactive with your poops.
Okay, but you can't heal it, right? So what's the fucking point in finding out? Just so I can have like a personality trait. I will no longer be silent. I have IBS like every other fucking girl on TikTok.
Yeah, hot girls have IBS.
Yeah, hot girls have IBS and they love pickles.
Have you had the dill? Well, how do you feel about mustard?
I love mustard.
Have you had the dill pickle mustard from Trader Joe's?
Oh, yes. Oh, my fucking it's God. It's so bitch. Good.
Oh, it is so good. Holy shit.
It is so good. I put it in my potato salad that I make. Or, like, on a hot dog. Vegan, ooh, of course. Idiots. It'd be so good. I was thinking about being vegan, and Becky and I were talking about this the other day, and I was like, do you think you'll be vegan forever? She's like, I don't know. And I was like, I don't know either, but I know for a fucking fact I'll never eat meat again. That's for sure. And I don't think I'll eat cheese, because I don't really miss cheese. I miss, like, the convenience of cheese.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I could break being vegan right now, I would order myself a fucking cheese pizza from Papa John's right now. But we were thinking, like, eggs and, like, baking stuff. I don't know if I could eat an egg. Like, I used to eat eggs every day, but, like, now it's just, like, looking at it, I'm like, you were supposed to be a little chicken. And now I'm eating your fucking body. Sick. But I know, like, I could never eat, like, pig or cow or any animal again.
No fucking way. They're so cute. And every time I see a baby animal, especially like a baby cow, I'm like, this looks like my dog. I would never.
Cows are like big puppies.
They are. They're so cute.
I can't imagine eating one. When there's like, my thing is like, okay, of course I'm like fucking privileged. I can go buy whatever the fuck I want for vegan food. I know that and I recognize it. If there's an option to have an Impossible Burger, it tastes like literally the same people. And I know I haven't had a fucking burger in a while, but when you eat it with like people that don't eat or that do eat meat, they're like, wow, this is insane.
Mm-hmm. When my parents were visiting, they obviously ate vegan a lot since they were staying with us. And Adam makes this meatloaf out of Impossible that is so fucking good. It tastes exactly like a meatloaf. And there's some meats that I'm like, I wouldn't want a replication of it. Like, I don't want sausage because every time I smell Adam cook sausage, I'm like, this smells like a dead animal. Like, it smells like scout to me and it's so gross. And I wouldn't, you know, it's so fucking gross. And I wouldn't want to substitute for that. But like hamburgers, delicious. They don't have that like weird connotation to me. So if you're into the taste of hamburgers, this meatloaf is really good. And Adam also made like a sloppy Joe's that was really good and just did not taste vegan at all. And it was divine.
Oh, please send me the recipes.
Yeah, I will.
I remember when I lived with my parents when I was a teen, I was like, everyone's seen that video, like when people are trying to get people to go vegan, of like the cow hanging upside down and someone like slashing its throat and the blood streaming out. Sorry, yep. I should have done trigger warning. And I was like, that's it. I'm not eating meat anymore. My mom made fucking meatloaf for dinner and I just ate it. I was like, well, I don't have any fucking money of my own, so I'm just going to eat this.
Right. I was thinking, and I don't know if it was you or Adam who I was telling about this, or maybe I mentioned it on the podcast, but I have been vegetarian / vegan, like if you're going to lump the two, on and off since I was 12 years old. And the first time I went vegetarian is because Billy Martin from Good Charlotte was vegetarian.
See? That's why it's so good that like Ariana Grande talks about being vegan and stuff, and I think Billie Eilish is, and like, you know, they have like young people, but it is harder when you're like a fucking kid living at home and your parents are like, I'm not making that for you, and you're
totally
like, okay, would you raise your, if you had kids, which we are not having kids, so whatever, would you raise them vegan?
I think I would.
I would too.
Unless there were like specific instances where that just was not plausible, just because I know that there are some people who really cannot sustain that diet for whatever internal issues they have. I was like that for a while until I like found out exactly like the right vitamins, and now everything's peachy. But yeah, I don't see why I wouldn't.
Yeah, because it's so sad, like when you think about growing up and you learn like the cow says moo, the pig says oink, and then you're like, bacon. Oh, speaking of, like, you saying, like, some people have, like, issues where they can't eat vegan. That is, like, so true. Like, I am subscribed to this girl on YouTube. Her username is More Salt Please. And she, like, had a bunch of – she was vegan. And then she made a video recently where it was, like, why I'm no longer vegan. And it was because, like, she was having, like, really bad hormonal issues, blah, blah, blah. And I commented. I was, like, a diet is so personal. Like, don't let people – whatever. These fucking vegans in the comments were attacking me. They're like, so you're not a real vegan. I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, you, like, you support her doing... I was like, I said, you must be fun at parties because that's my favorite insult to ever give back to anyone. It's just, like, so fucking annoying. Like, those are the vegans that people hate. A diet is so personal. You want to, like, cause people to have, like, an eating disorder by telling them that they need, like... they're not eating right, or like they're not eating enough, or they're eating too much. And it's like, just stay in your own fucking lane. Who cares? Like, Seth isn't a vegan. He eats chicken like every fucking day. And I'm like, whatever. Like, that's you.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like,
yeah.
Oh God.
I hate that so much. And like, I mean, I'm sure we've talked about this a bunch, but I try so hard to not be an asshole vegan because it's like, I love this for me and I love like being in the company of like other vegans and stuff, but it's like none of my business what other people do. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm doing what's right for me. And Adam's not vegan. He eats chicken sandwiches. He had chicken sandwiches for lunch today. And I just think it's so counterproductive to be weird about it. And what else is weird is like my friends who are not vegan or not vegetarian, like making something with meat or cheese in it. If something looks good, I'm gonna be like, wow, that looks really good. I hope like you love it, you know, like that looks delicious. I hope you enjoy your food, because I think it's like you said, really shitty to make somebody feel bad about the food that they eat because you don't know how they're gonna negatively react to that, you know?
Yeah, it's so, like, when I'm working and flight attendants find out I'm vegan, because everyone, like, offers everyone their food. They're like, you want some of this? You want some of this? And I'm like, no, thanks. And they're like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm vegan. I can't eat whatever. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, I don't give a shit. That looks fucking good. Because yeah. I've only been a vegan for 2 years. And also, ooh, the thing that gets me. I think we've had so many of these vegan... venting vegans talk. That should be our fucking podcast name. Venting vegans. But like, when these bitches are like, it's so weird that vegans don't want to eat meat but they replicate everything. Bitch, no one's saying that bacon's not good. Yeah. I fucking love bacon. I miss like sushi, like salmon sushi every fucking day. Like, and if there's something that tastes like it and it doesn't hurt any animals, I'm gonna fucking eat it.
I know, especially so when you stupid. Grow up for years and years and years eating this type of food. You have a palate that has accustomed to that flavor. So it's like, can whatever, grow a fucking pear, go cry about it, eat my ass.
Snowflake, eat my vegan ass. Yeah. Eat my plant-based ass.
It's good for you.
It's good. I eat all my fruits and vegetables. I don't eat enough fruit. I just love vegetables. Guys, this is like a catch-up. Chill episode, but we did want to talk about some video games.
Yep. Let's talk about The Sims. And oh wait, for that, do you want to talk about your Botox?
Oh yeah. I swear I talked about it, but I guess I didn't. I got Botox, girls. I do need to go back. I can see the wrinkles coming back a little bit, but like
they look less. Not that you were like Wrinkle City, but it looks less.
Yeah, so I got preventative Botox. I got 19 units. I got it in my forehead and my crow's feet. And I will tell you, it's like when you get a tattoo and you're like, I need my whole body covered in this. But, like, I thought it was going to hurt so bad. It, like, barely hurt. You're just, like, super bumpy and red after. I mean, that's me because I, like, if I, like, scratch one part of my face will be red forever. But it was $300 or something, $300 and then plus tip for like 19 units. And you get it like every 3 to 4 months. So I was like, that's pretty good. Like, totally. Save $100 a paycheck a month to go get Botox. But I did put on my credit card. But what should I say about it? It is, I've always like been so insecure about my forehead wrinkles, so definitely love it. Mm-hmm. And I encourage everyone to go get it if you want.
I love that. I super want to get Botox in my forehead because I'm a scowler, and a lot of my facial expressions involve my fucking eyebrows, so I'm like wrinkly, and I would love that. And nobody should feel bad about the way that they want to change their appearances, but how often is a man like, ooh, wrinkly forehead? No, that's just like
never.
This is not about the male gaze at all. So
oh, and also side note, if you have wrinkles and you're like, wait, should I get Botox? I've never even thought about that. No, if you're not insecure about it, don't fucking do it. Totally. I was insecure about it, so I did it. That's point blank how simple it is. Yeah, you should definitely get it. You should do it and vlog
it. I want it. And I still want a lip flip or like a little tiny bit.
Me of too.
Lip filler, because I have seen some people get lip filler and it looks so natural, just like a little bit more like kissy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's hot. I want that.
That's hot.
That's hot.
Do you follow Emily on TikTok?
Did you
see the like she got her like she got like something where her I don't know if it was filler. I think she did get filler and like her cheeks were like a little sunken in a little bit. She looks so fucking good. It's like high fashion, like
she looks a chiseled. Little,
yeah, chiseled.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I want that too.
Emily is so fucking cute. I'm like, if so I was cute. 21 or however old she is, I'm like, I would want to be her friend. And I like that we both follow Claire Kincook.
She's so cute.
She is so cute.
My gluten-free vegan teen. We're like fucking 30 years old.
Oh my God. We're so fucking old. I have noticed so many people that I follow who I'm like, oh, you're so cool. They're like, I'm 23. And I'm like, oh, wait.
Oh, I feel gross following you.
Even somebody but who's like 26, I'm like,
yeah.
Ooh, what?
But I just feel like I'm still 21. Like
me
I
too.
Just, and I love that. And like I used to always be like, okay, when I'm 30, like, you know, hopefully I'll mature by then. Fuck that. And it's crazy when you are young and you're like, 30 is so old, but I've never felt more like I have my shit together, but I'm also like super happy, like having fun. I mean, I don't have my shit together. I mean, mentally, for the most part, I have my shit together, not like life, but I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. I don't give a shit anymore. But yeah, it just like gets better. You know,
it does. I feel so much. I feel free of everything that made me feel heavy when I was like 20, 21, 22. And it's like, I just literally don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It feels great.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. And I still look young because I still get pimples sometimes. So it's really exciting for me.
God, same.
Before we do talk about video games, one more thing. My love for Harry Styles has come back full force with all these tour videos. He, the nerve of this man to do the things that he's doing on tour. Literally just existing and smiling. I'm like, how dare you? He is so hot. I can't. He's hot. His smile.
So
Seth,
hot.
If you're listening to this, love you. But you know Harry is my boy.
I feel like if I was a man, that's exactly who I would want to be.
Yeah. Except his outfit. That was Miranda Sings.
Oh my God, that was so bad. That's so fucking funny. I wonder if he knows. Funny.
I mean, he probably got tagged in it enough times.
All of the signs at Harry Styles' concerts, like, there was someone that was like, a sign that said spit on me, and he looked at them and he was like, no.
He said, no, he said, he smiled at it, went away, and came back like he was thinking about it. And he was like, I can't spit on you because of COVID. You have the fucking nerve, bitch. You thought about it. You're like, oh my God, I love spitting on people.
He was like, should I make this girl's life? And he's like, oh, no, 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 no,
no. No, no, no. That's bioterrorism.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting. But like,
Wait, did you finish playing Lake?
No.
Oh.
Did you?
Okay, never mind. Yeah. It's like so fast. Yeah, it's fine. I went away with the girl.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Duh. Okay. Sims. Now, we cut it. Wow. My English. We cut this out of a episode before, so I might not get the same reaction from Amanda, but.
Well, here's the thing. I did save it. Oh. So I can insert it. In.
Okay,
and here's the thing I want to talk about.
Okay, here it is.
I can't say it. I don't even know if I told you this, but I downloaded a lot of Sims 4 mods. Did I tell you this? Oh, okay, no. Yeah, I want to save it for the podcast. I got one where it takes away the blur from when they're woohooing. And they do some fucking nasty shit. You can have a threesome. You can get a bukkake.
What?
You can fucking get your pussy eaten. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
And you see it happening?
Yes. And they're like, oh, oh.
Are you serious?
You have to get it. And then I downloaded, like...
Where did you find it?
I looked up, like, best mods for Sims 4. And that was one of them. There's, like, a prostitution mod.
Oh, my God.
And, like, you can give people lap dances. But then there's, like, PG mods where you can, like... It makes the game more real. Like, you start your period and you have to buy, like, tampons and shit. And then... Yeah. What? And then what else? You can buy, like... cooking stuff, like, to make more different types of food. Oh, my God. I'll have to send you them, but it is so fun. And there's, like, a Sims dating app where you can, like, go on a blind date. Or
ooh.
It made it a little more fun. And, yes, I'm well aware that I'm 30 and play Sims, but it's fun. And get off my back, Mom.
I have seen some of the mods where they kill each other.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I want my Sims to kill each other.
Yeah, there's like life tragedies and stuff like that.
What? Like the Sims get cancer?
I don't know. But there's like, there's one called Life's Drama, and you can like buy a burn book. Ooh. And you have to make people trust you, and then you find out their secret, and then you write it in the burn book, and then you can like toss pages onto the fucking street and people read their secrets. You have to get it.
That's amazing. Yeah. That sounds like, I love The Sims, and The Sims is so fun and funny to me, but that sounds incredible.
Yeah, because it can get, like, boring after a while. You're like, okay. I really recommend the Woohoo mod is called Wicked Whims. You can have sex on the toilet, too.
Ew. Taking a shit.
And then you get a plunger, if you know what I mean.
Ew.
I'm sorry, this is so bad.
Could you imagine giving someone a blowjob while they're taking a shit? You know that's someone's thing.
Oh, yeah, like, that's insane. Like, I would never do that. I'm just kidding, guys. I haven't. That is disgusting. I draw the line at poop play. Well, I draw the line way before then, but I'm feeling insane today, I think.
Wow, wasn't that crazy, guys? So, yeah, I've been playing Sims. I love the fucking Sims, first off.
Uh-huh.
Let's get it right. I think it's the greatest game ever invented.
Yeah, it is.
There's so much to do. And then when you add mods on top of it, oh, bitch, your world opens up. So we got the Wicked Whims. I already talked about it. It's very good. I did get some more packages of it. More movements.
What do you mean, well, movements?
There's some foot jobs in there. There's some...
Foot jobs?
Yeah. She's like... The girl's like going like this on the guy's dick. And then she taps it like this on her foot. I was like, is that how you give a foot job?
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe. And if anyone has given a foot job, yeah, feel free to
comment in our Discord. And then there's this pack called Explore More, and you get, like, your license and stuff. You don't get to, like, go to the places that these people go, but it's, like, where do you want to go? And then you go to the nail shop, and you come back with your nails done. Or you go to, like, a yoga class, and you come back, and you're, like, fucking skinny. You know how the Sims lose weight in, like, 4 seconds?
Yeah.
What else is a good mod? Oh, the drugs one. You can become addicted to nicotine. You can vape, so that's me.
Whoa.
You can, like, smoke weed out of a bong. You can roll a joint. You can do coke off your bathroom sink. Okay, and the new expansion pack, it's, like, cottagecore and fucking What's That Band that has a song? Or the woman? Oh,
Lucy Dacus. Yeah, we've been keeping our eye on that, and we're waiting for it to go on sale. Or I think Adam's going to... I think he said he might buy it for our anniversary, but ooh, I watched the trailer for it and it looks so fucking good. And I'm like, this is the life that I want to escape to. I want to fucking have some chickens.
But the thing is, like, if you had chickens, would you, like, sell the eggs, or what would you do with the eggs?
In real life?
Yeah.
In real life, I would actually not have chickens. I'm very afraid of them.
Okay, we would have cows and pigs then.
Oh, yeah. Well.
I'm scared of birds, too. Except when I pet a turkey once, and they were like, no, I was so scared. There's this place in LA called the Gentle Barn where they rescue all these, like, old dairy cows and, like, farm animals, or, like, horses from movie sets that are, like, permanently injured from fucking having to perform stunts. So sad. Mm-hmm. And there was a turkey, and the lady was like, he really likes his armpit scratched. And I was like, well, sign me up. So I was scratching under the wing, itching this fucking turkey's armpit, and he loved it.
Aw, that's really sweet. I think if I closed my eyes and I was like, this is a cat, I would feel like, okay. But otherwise, birds. The fucking red shit on a turkey makes me want to hurl. It's
the gobble.
It's disgusting.
What's it called?
I think it's the gobble. Or the waddle. What is it? I don't fucking know. It's so fucking disgusting. I hate it. I hate it.
I think it's the gobble. Like, that's the, like, scientific.
Yes, I'm a scientist, can't you tell?
What is it called? Let me
know. What if it's actually a gobble?
Hold on. What is the red thing that hangs on a turkey's neck? Oh my god, it's called a waddle. W-A-T-T-L-E.
Ew. Waddle. I don't love that. It's so gross. Flinky. And turkeys are so big. They're so ugly, and I'm so scared of birds, but I don't want to eat them. They deserve to live. They deserve a good life. I think they're so ugly.
I don't think chickens are ugly, but I'll tell you what, I am scared of fucking geese.
They are scary.
Wait, have I told you the story of my goose encounter? No. Okay. This is from when I knew my real dad. Rest in peace. I don't know if he's dead. He's probably not. And I would stay at his house. And he lived in, like, the pool house of this person's house. And they had, like, chickens and fucking, hold on, cows. And, like, they didn't have cows. They had horses, chickens, geese. Hold on, I got another one. Anyways. So there is a goose named Honky. And he had razor sharp teeth. And he had his little gang of ducks. And they lived at, like, the bottom of a hill. So when cars would come down the hill, Honky and his fucking minions would chase the car and bite their tires. And he would hiss at you. Hiss. He would hiss. He would stick his little penis tongue out. And his little beak would be like, hah! And so I would force my dad, like, because when we would park, the geese and the ducks would come down and be like, what's up? What's up? You guys want to go? You guys want to go? And I'd be like, dad, pick me up. So my dad would like pick me up as we're walking because he would fucking try to bite. And then he got killed by coyotes and I didn't fucking care. I was so happy. I was like, haha, bye, honky.
Bye, honky. Dude, I don't blame you. Geese are like notoriously scary and mean. And this wasn't the first time I visited Seattle, but it was the first time I visited Seattle by myself. And me and that Zach went to, I don't remember what the park is called, but it's the big hill and everyone's there. And anyway, there were geese there. And it was like my first real encounter with geese. And I was so fucking scared. They were just like mean. And I think chasing a kid. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? And there's geese everywhere here too. And it's like, ugh, get a life.
Yeah, and like ducks are scary, and I guess you're not supposed to feed them bread, but like back in the day I would feed them bread and then they'd chase me. And then on a fourth grade beach trip, I was feeding seagulls the rest of my fucking tortilla chips from my Lunchables nachos, and they all started swarming me, so I threw them up in the air and I was like, wow, and I had to run. So I've always been scared of birds and bees. The birds and the bees, I'm scared of sex. It all makes sense now.
Me too. I'm very afraid of like big birds because sharp and scary and they fly. They're like big scary bugs. And bees are so scary too because like I'm convinced I've never been stung by a bee, but I'm convinced that I'm allergic to them.
Actually, I've learned to like love bees, but like anytime they're around me, I'm like, oh, get away. But like wasps, I've been stung by wasps and bees, I think. And wasps are so scary, their fucking legs hanging while they're flying. I'm like, ooh, get a life. Get a grip.
Get away from me, you fucking pervert.
Yeah, why are you shimmying your legs at me, you fucking sick freak? Back to Sims. What's your experience with Sims?
I fucking love The Sims so fucking much. I've played for a very long time. I want to say since like fifth grade, maybe, whenever Sims 1 came out and I was old enough to like have that, I'd play The Sims.
Yeah.
And everything, just like, I mean, in elementary or like middle school, making the people that you hate and you kill them, duh, obviously. Duh. You make your crush, you fuck them, even though it's like, what even is sex? And... But Adam and I just started a family, and we're like, let's make our alter egos. And so his guy has, like, big, curly, long hair. He's really good at planting because Adam does not have a green thumb. Mm-hmm. And I made a vampire, which I think is the best way to seriously go about playing The Sims if you're me. Because have you ever played as a vampire before?
Mm-mm.
The stats... they're so forgiving. You like never have to eat. You don't sleep very often. You just get thirsty and you just drink these like plasma packs, which look like Capri Suns.
Can you eat people?
Yeah, you can. You can ask to eat somebody. Well, drink their blood.
Yeah. Can I eat you out?
Ew. So Adam and I, our alter egos are married, and I like asked him if I could have like a little sippy from his wrist, and he's like, yeah, of course, because we're married. And so he let me like drink his blood, and he got like a little tired afterward. But I tried to like drink other people. I would ask permission first, and that's a lot good. Of times consent they would say no. Right, they would be like no, and I'm like, okay, fine. But then one time I just like sucked the blood out of someone who's being a dick, and I'm like, okay, I'm good now. But you can't go out during the day, or you kind of like smoke, you like get on fire a little bit. So everything you have to do is at night, but it doesn't matter because you barely ever have to sleep. And I made my girl a dog lover, so we adopted a puppy, and then it grew up to be a dog. And my girl's like a painter, and she doesn't have a job, she just has pen pals and plays with her dog. And I'm like, that's literally the life that I want to have.
And the vampire part.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, I love like not giving them a job. I like to be like a freelance artist, mm-hmm. or like a freelance writer, freelance, or like do the odd jobs.
Yes.
Or another expansion pack I got is a fucking cam girl, and you become a porn star. And it's easiest money I'll ever make. You have to get the mods. I'm getting mad.
Oh my god.
Adam could plant weed.
Oh, hey Adam, are you listening to this? I'm gonna make you listen to this episode.
Yeah.
We have to get the mods, please.
They're free. They're easy. I don't like to create people anymore. I like to go to like the Sims gallery, like the other people make, the people that like this is their life and they make fucking Sims all day. I'm like, wow, good Sim. And then I like to add like restaurants or like bowling alleys, like a lot of stuff to do. Mm-hmm. What else? Love to fuck, especially with those Wicked Whims pack guys. You ain't seen nothing until you get, because it doesn't, like, you can woohoo, sure, but that's under the covers. This is live and in charge. Your titties are bouncing. The dick is slapping. The NSFW.
Oh my fucking god. What do the boobs look like? Are they like weird because somebody else made them, you know?
No, they look like boobs. And you can, like, there's another pack you can get where you can add like veins to the boobs so they look like real people boobs. Yeah, it's just a grand old time. I will write down all the mods you need to get. But everyone listening,
yeah.
Wicked Whims, Basemental Drugs, Explore More, Slice of Life. That one, you get your period, you get acne, you get redness. Ugh.
Me right now.
Yeah, you can buy a pack, like a $15 period stopper pack, and you just don't have your period anymore, so that's exciting. And then if someone like needs to change their tampon, like the smelly bubble goes around them. It's like, okay, calm down.
So true.
So true. Yeah, but it's a great time. We love The Sims, but you know what we love maybe a little more.
Life is strange.
Yep. I need to play it again. Can you skip through the dialogue?
Fucking no.
Ugh, because, like, I want to play the second time around, but I don't care. Like, I already heard this. But we made an episode about Life is Strange, right? So you guys know. The third one came out. It is so beautiful. I almost cried several times because of how beautiful it is, and I want to live in this town. I did find the town that they based off of. It's called Idaho Springs, Colorado. It's like a mining town, too.
It is so beautiful. I was, like, playing it, and I was like, Adam, is this what Colorado really looks like? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, let's go.
Let's, like, fucking go. Dude,
it looks so pretty.
Well, me and Seth, I was like, we should, like, go for a weekend in December. So if you guys are down, we could all go.
Hella
weed. All the weed will be smoked. Also, like, the graphics were just, like, on another level, I felt like, this third one.
I think what they did in regards to the movement with the characters, and I think it was motion captured instead of, like, just animated. So they took, like, actual movements from people because, like, the movements and the facial expressions and everything were just, they were so real. And I really love how different a lot of the characters looked, because it wasn't like, that's a boy face. It's like, oh, these, like, characters look so different from each other. Like the cop.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that looks just like a real dude.
And like Mac, the bad guy.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm like, you look like a little fucking shit.
Yeah. But yeah, like the facial expressions were so crazy. I was like, what? I don't know what more there is to say about it, though, because we don't want to spoil anything, obviously, but...
Yeah, it was really, really good and really sweet.
And shocking.
I don't know. I have some qualms with it.
Okay, tell us your fucking qualms.
Hey, it's me, Amanda, editing this podcast currently. Before I go on my tangent, I want you to keep in mind that I misspoke in parts of this. I say in the previous episodes, when what I really mean is the previous seasons of Life is Strange. So Life is Strange 1 or Life is Strange 2, not the episodes within Life is Strange. True colors. Sorry for any confusion. Back to me. Look, okay, so spoiler alert. So if you don't want spoilers, don't listen to this bit.
Yeah.
The consequences and the ending of this last one kind of gave me blue balls. I feel like there were no actual consequences to the stuff that you do, because even if things got steered in a different direction, it all ended up the same way. And with, like, they certainly could have alluded more to the previous episodes of Life is Strange. And I know what they were trying to do is with this episode, make it so anybody could play and enjoy it. So if they've never played Life is Strange before, it's a game that they could enjoy. But the only things that I saw that alluded to the previous ones were Chloe's shirt was in the record store, and Alex said something about Firewalk, which was the band in Before the Storm. Steph didn't say anything about Arcadia Bay at all or anything like that. I think maybe because I didn't get the more expensive pack, because I think there may have been a bonus episode where you play as Steph, but I'm not sure.
There is.
Maybe that gave opportunity for that, but the ending, it's just like, there weren't very many hard decisions.
Yeah.
And if you go back to the first Life is Strange, the ending, you choose between sacrificing your best friend's life or you sacrifice an entire town. And in the first episode, you have the opportunity to save somebody from committing suicide or
not.
Yeah. And like the actions leading up to that, like, actually really matter, because if you don't see these certain things or you don't like erase Kate's slate that says we'll bang for Jesus, like, she remembers that and she might actually kill herself because you aren't putting your money where your mouth is, you know?
That is so true.
So yeah. And I wrote in the Discord about how in the last episode of the third one, you had to find a code to unlock a guitar. And the code was right there. It was just, like, on the desk. It wasn't challenging at all. And which is, like, what I like about the previous episodes. You really kind of, like, have to use your brain. And it was just more challenging. This one was just, like, a story that you walk through. Which is fine.
You're right.
But it just doesn't, like, hit my spot.
What spot will that be, man? No, that is so true. Now that I'm thinking about it. But, like, I did love the story. And I just love how pretty it was. And, like, I was shocked at the twist in it. I was like, oh, no way. But, yeah, like, there's no consequences, really.
Yeah. And no matter what you choose, like, he gets caught.
Yeah.
I feel like the consequences, like, if people didn't believe your story, should have made it so he never got caught and Gabe never got justice or anything like that. But no matter what you do, he does get justice, I guess.
You're so right. Ugh, you are so smart and beautiful and gorgeous.
Maybe I was also talking to Adam about it. I'm like, maybe they're using this episode to, like, bring more of the story together for the fourth episode to, like, make it a thing. But I don't know. I hope it gets intense again, because but it was I also have conflicting feelings about Alex's powers, because first you have time travel, then you have telekinesis, and then you have empathy.
No, she can read their minds,
I guess.
I would not want to read someone's mind, but let me tell you,
I would not want that power at fucking all. I don't want to know how people are really feeling, because my feelings will get hurt.
Oh, yeah. I would want, out of all of them, I would want the fucking rewind.
Me too. I think about that all the time. I'm like, oh my God, I just did something really, like, stupid. Let me just
go back. But yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. That's true. Wow. Yeah. Fuck you, whatever the company is. I forgot that makes it.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Here's the thing. Because the first two ones were made by Don't Nod, and Deck 9 made Before the Storm and this past one.
Oh.
So it's like a different company. Don't Nod isn't making Life is Strange anymore. Deck 9 is. So I'm trying not to get, like, preemptively disappointed for future ones, but I think I might be a little bit. I think maybe they should just consult with me.
Yeah, or maybe, like, if enough people respond with, like, the stuff you're saying, like, make it harder. Yeah.
Right. Because, like, I'm not a gamer by any means, but I think if you really want to, like, go through a story for the story, play this game. It's really pretty. It's interesting. It's sweet. It like hurt my heart in a lot of ways.
I did cry.
But not in the... Yeah, me too. Even when like Alex and Gabe were like jamming in the apartment, I'm like, that's so sweet. They haven't seen each other for 8 years and now they're having fun.
Yeah, that was sweet. It was sweet. I feel like we're talking to like four people and now everyone else has tuned out that doesn't play this game.
Everyone's like, ew.
Like, they're like hitting the 15. They're like, keep going, keep going, keep going. Hey, we're here. Fine, we won't talk about it anymore. But I will say they never disappoint with the soundtrack. That's for fucking sure.
Oh my god, did you sit in the record store and listen to Phoebe Bridgers?
No. Where was that?
Are you
that?
Fucking kidding me?
I need to play
the
this.
The first time you're in the record, when you're first in the record store and you're looking for like the hold list, mm-hmm. I click on everything. Yeah. And so there's a little corner with a turntable and headphones and you can sit and listen, kind of like when you're in a record store, you could just listen to records, and it played Scott Street by Phoebe Bridgers, and I was like, oh.
They really knew that who to cater to. Just like fucking Sims, where you can play cottage core music now on the fucking...
I know. You know people on the Sims development team were like, TikTok.
What cottage do core? Millennial or Gen Z people like?
Yeah, totally.
I feel like Gen Z doesn't really play the Sims, though. I could be completely wrong. But I feel like it's like a millennial.
Certainly. I would say so, especially because like when we were younger, that was like the game.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, it was like our childhood. But I'm sure it's other people's childhoods too, but maybe not to the same degree. Because like Sims 2 and Sims 1 looked like shit.
Yeah, but those soundtracks.
Ooh. So good.
Oh.
Those slap.
The fucking build mode. Ugh. So
good. Oh my god. So good.
Before we go, I do want to mention TV shows I'm watching right now, because you know when you have a lot of TV shows you're watching, you're like, oh, it's gonna be such a good week on this day, I have this to watch and then this day.
Yep.
So Mondays and Tuesdays we got Bachelor in Paradise. The drama, you guys, is insane this year. Then, I don't know what day it is, but Welcome to Plathville. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. I'm not saying. We love it. We love Ethan is a little anger ball, but he'll be fine. Lydia.
Yeah.
God bless. What else? Oh, 9 Perfect Strangers on Hulu is really, really good. It's with Nicole Kidman. It's about these 9 perfect strangers that go to this health retreat, and they're getting like microdosed, and they're like, what's happening? It's really good. Then we have the new season of American Horror Story. Not American Horror Story, is American Horror Story. You would like it. It's about sucking blood out of people. What else?
The Circle.
Oh, The Circle, which I'm sorry, they just said, hey, here's a new season. Like, they didn't even,
that
like...
That happened so fast.
We need to talk about... Have you caught up?
Uh-huh.
They fucking did Michelle so dirty. I feel so bad for her. I know it wasn't, like, anyone's fault. Like, they could have picked anyone. I'm assuming they weren't like, no, you have to pick Michelle.
Right.
But it's so sad. And how the fuck... I'm sorry. How did no one think that the girl giving the most detail was the real Michelle? Did they think she was trying too hard? She literally said, I won this trip. Who just, like, makes that up?
Yeah. And she was very, very specific about, like, the sports shirt that she was wearing.
Yeah.
Like, who fucking knows about sports?
I'm so mad. And then when she went to visit them, when she got...
I know.
Who's...
Dude, I feel so bad.
Who's your favorite?
Is his name Daniel?
Oh,
little gay boy.
Daniel. Yeah, I love him.
I love him. He's like, I'm a virgin and I've never been kissed. And I'm like, yeah. That's so funny.
The other gay guy that's playing as his gay best friend.
Yes. Oh, my God. Ashley. I don't know what the... I don't remember what the guy's name is.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I love that. He's so cute. He, in a way, makes me think of Alex, my friend Alex.
Yeah, totally.
American Horror Story. I've never seen it, but I feel like I would love it.
Watch this new season. I was, like, getting spooked magooked.
What's it on?
Hulu.
Cool.
I'll watch it. It's pretty rad. You should. It's scary. You have to watch it with the lights off.
Maybe in the next episode, we can catch up on all the drama.
With Ethan?
Yeah, and YouTube. I just want to talk about it a little, but this episode's too long, so. Sorry we were gone so long. It's called Having a Life. Ever heard of it, losers? But we need to get back in it. We should probably record another episode before October because this bitch is booked and busy in October.
Oh, yeah. True. Me too. A little bit.
A little bit.
We were going to go to Hawaii, but we're not going to Hawaii anymore, obviously. So I have, like, a week and some change off in the beginning of October for, like, mine and Adam's anniversary. So we're going to just, like, we're keeping that time off and we're just going to, like, go to a fucking pumpkin patch and do some other shit.
Wait, so. I have the first week of October off. Should I crash your anniversary?
I want to.
I could come for, like, 2 or 3 days. We'll figure it out.
That'd be fun.
And we could record a new ep. I love you guys. I don't know about Amanda. She's been talking shit behind your back, but...
I think you guys are okay. Oh, I want to say shouts out to everybody who's been watching Twilight with us.
I know, I missed it. Did you guys watch the second one?
Yeah, we watched it on Sunday. And it's so fun. I could go on because I've only seen the first one. So these other ones are very brand new to me, even though I read the books. But yeah, we'll probably watch some more in the future. And... we're talking about maybe watching Midsommar.
Oof. God, I haven't seen that since I saw it in the theaters because it fucked me up.
I haven't finished it. I haven't gone the whole way through because it scared me because I watched it, like, by myself in the dark.
Yeah, it's, like, fucked up. It's, like, not scary. It's just, like, this is sick and twisted.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
I have to pee really bad, as I always do at the end of the podcast.
I have to make a salad.
Whoa, toss your salad.
Yeah.
Well, I love you and I love the fans.
Me too. You guys are so
sexy.
Hot, sexy, voluptuous.
Ooh. Shut up.
Beautiful.
Okay. Stop talking to us.
Stop, guys. We get it.
Love you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you later.